This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
2 seconds and one, and that's it. Game one to the Miami Heat.
They're going
to
see if you can make your threes. And the Knicks shot 20%.
That's terrible.
Well, the game tells you what to do. You know, so if you're open, you got to let it go.
When you shoot 20% from three and 60% from the free throw line, you can't really play worse than that.
The Knicks beat up on Cleveland. You look at Miami, you say, they're without Hero. They're without Oladipo. We beat them 3-1 in the regular season. We're going to go out there. We're going to smash them. It's not so easy.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the big 9 o'clock hour, 1-800-919-3776. You see what I've done here, by the way? I've made up for your lack of attention to people's time, where my timeliness on the show is elite. I mean, elite.
Mel had plenty of time.
No, he did not.
Yes, he had plenty of time.
No, he did not.
He wasn't off the top of get up. He had plenty of time.
Mel did. He told RJ he had to be out by this time. You saw the time, and you're just like, no, I'll do what I want to do.
No, I thought to myself, I have a question I'd like to ask. I provide Mel with many, many cans of fat-free whipped cream.
So this was a me situation?
No, I just wanted to get my money's worth.
All right.
It was an us situation.
No, I don't think so. I think this was, I mean, the time is running down. You see the thing goes from yellow to red, expires, and I think to myself, he's done. But no, he's got more questions. You're not friends with the clock, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. No, but luckily for me, I have you, who puts us right back on schedule, all right?
Right back on schedule. That's all I need, a little pat on the back.
All right.
That's all I need. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. 11 hours now. 11 hours. I got to tell you, I am anxious. I am nervous. Today's going to take forever. These game sevens went, like last night, Florida-Boston. I don't have a dog in the fight. I watch that. It's exciting. It's goal with a minute to go. It's thrilling. Overtime goal. One of the biggest upsets we've ever seen. That, to me, is the way I want to experience a Game 7. My own team in a Game 7, it's a lot to handle.
Yeah, you'll be a nervous wreck.
Nervous wreck.
Yeah, and it stinks for the players, too, having to wait all the way till 8 o'clock. Well, we feel the same anxiety that you feel.
Probably more, I would imagine.
Yeah, like there's nerves happening. Like everyone understands what's at stake. Those Rangers players know, I mean, why Chris Drury made the moves that he made is because he feels like this team is more than capable of winning a Stanley Cup.
So more pressure on the Rangers tonight,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Rangers lose, it's catastrophic. Devils lose, you're a young team and you've had a really nice season.
Young team, got great experience, took a team that could win the Stanley Cup all the way to Game 7. Got one of the most exciting players in the NHL. Made the big deal for Timo Meier. Yeah, you can turn this into a
positive.
Definitely turn this into a positive.
And I think it would be
the Rangers losing.
There's no positive for the Rangers losing tonight. None.
No, they have to win this game. Gerard Gallant has to win this game.
If Gerard Gallant does not win this game, is Gerard Gallant coaching another game?
I would have a hard time believing that.
So he's coaching for his life now.
Probably. Yeah, probably. I mean, it's you got the players. Now, some of this is on the players too, obviously. But yeah, I mean, it's much easier to make a change at coach than it is change all the players.
I just hope they go out there and remember Game 7 last year against Carolina when the Rangers had their way with Carolina and somewhat easily won that game. That's what I need tonight. I don't want a Game 7 Pittsburgh situation where you're trailing late, score the goal, win in overtime. Although you know what would be nice if Panarin showed up in Game 7.
That would be nice. Yeah, I mean, you had three of your big guys show up in Game 6. Kreider getting it started, then Mika and Tarasenko. And Shesterkin was great.
He was great. And that, see, he's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him. I'm not worried about him. I'm more worried about, like, just a Game 7. Like, there's so many things that could happen that are out of your control. And when you, I mean, when it's a game seven, there's not like, okay, don't worry, we'll get him next time. It's this is it.
Right.
So if you get a puck, like, I mean, even look at the Tampa series. Like, that's a great series. They're fighting for their lives. And you have, like, even the Islanders game. I think that's, I mean, that's a fluky goal that goes in.
Well, that's what happens. That's why you shoot the puck.
Right. I mean, turnover, they keep it in the zone. And then from an awful angle, it hits Sorokin's back leg and goes in the net. One of the best goalies in the world.
Bad luck.
In that.
Bad luck. But that's why, and I thought the Rangers did it much better in game six than they did in 5-4-3. And that's just shoot the puck. Good things happen when you shoot the puck on net.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think to an extent. I mean, you can't just take a bunch of just...
Well, you're not just but I mean, when you have a shot, take a shot. The Rangers, I mean, you know what they do for me, and it drives me crazy? They're so fancy. Like, they're going to get style points for some of these goals.
No, I think the Rangers are the belief that you turn down a good shot for a better shot. There's something to be said about just throwing pucks to the net when they aren't legitimate chances to score. If there's no traffic in front, if it's clear-sighted. Because as
a
goalie,
with that.
I loved every single one of those. Bring them on. Give me 40 of those. Let me get comfortable. It's, you know, it's the ones where there's, I mean, Kreider in front of the net. There's traffic in front of the net. You got me moving east to west. Play from out behind the net. Like that play that they made out to Mika. That's a tough save. Yeah, everyone defensively is looking behind the net. They don't have any idea what's going on behind them. Make a nice pass. Mika gets it in, and he buries it top glove.
This make it hard. Tarasenko goal was similar to that also.
All right, like, make it hard on him. I mean, one of the things that the Rangers have struggled with this whole series is, like, once they get the puck dumped in, it's retrieving it and getting chances off it, establishing a forecheck.
So you gotta make sure is that just, like, heart and will? What is that?
I think it's I think it's a combination of a bunch of things. I mean, I think it's partly just not putting the puck in the right spots. I think it's, you know, the speed and skill of the Devils. I think a lot of it's want to, too. Make sure that, once you get to that puck, that you're finishing the body, trying to create a turnover, or allowing, you know, the second guy in the forecheck to come in and help you out. It can't be disjointed. It cannot be disjointed. Like, it's got to be five guys all doing the same thing.
Let's go to Wilson in Roxbury. Is that Massachusetts, Wilson?
No, Roxbury, New Jersey.
I don't know.
Middle, right neck, about 15 minutes from Morristown.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, about 10 minutes from Florham Park where they just play.
Oh, okay. Not familiar with it. Go
ahead.
Listen,
there's no way in hell that the Rangers win this game tonight.
Stop it.
I guarantee.
How can you say there's no way in hell the Rangers win this game?
The Devils are going to score first, and they're going to fall like an accordion. Listen, last game, the referees were trying to give the game to them.
Here we go, Wilson, huh? You're one of these?
Five power plays in a row. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, how dare the referees call penalties?
You got Santiago all angry.
How dare the referees call penalties? Swallow the whistles.
Well, no, but four power plays to none in the first period, I mean, that's not like a little strange. I mean,
did you watch the game, Wilson?
If it wasn't for the power plays, the Rangers lose.
Did the Devils get power plays after that, Wilson?
Well, yeah, but that's not the point.
Why would that be? Why would the Devils getting their own power plays after the Rangers had four be anything with the point?
All I'm saying is that it was a little odd that you get four power plays in a row, you're trailing 1-0, and somehow you get four power plays in a row. So, like, okay, if you don't tie the game, you're a bunch of morons. So please tie
morons.
The game.
Morons. If you don't tie the game, you're moronic. Is that right?
Well, if you get four power plays in a row, I mean, my goodness, what are the chances?
Well,
of that happening?
Well, Wilson, here's an idea for the Devils. Maybe don't commit four penalties in a row and you won't be on the penalty
kill
four
Wilson.
Times.
Maybe your team shouldn't cheat at the level they cheat at.
Listen, I'm gonna get. If the Devils win today, I'm calling you guys tomorrow.
No, I tell you what, you call back and we won't take. I promise you, you're not getting on air tomorrow.
Wilson, I'll take you. I promise, Wilson. Devils win tonight, I promise you. The first call I take tomorrow.
If the Rangers win tonight, please call in. Please.
No. If the Rangers win tonight, we're going to call him. RJ, you have his number? This caller ID, right?
I think that's harassment on our part.
Is that harassment? That.
RJ was so impressed with the maturity of that phone call, how it went between you guys. Your team is cheaters.
Well, because he was acting like a fool. If the Rangers didn't score on the power play, they're morons?
There's been a lot of that from the Devils fan base since
Stop
Saturday.
Whining. I hate people that complain.
It's like, well, okay, well, what did you want? Did you want them to swallow the whistles and not call penalties? Is that what you wanted?
I love how people take shots at the Rangers, and all of a sudden it's the DPHR Rothenberg and Santiago vehicle.
Right? I like it.
I like it, too, and it's just fun. Out of nowhere.
Santiago's got blood in the ground with the Rangers and the Knicks, man. This means a lot to him.
I know. Ray, you feeling good or are you feeling nervous?
I'm very nervous. Yeah, very nervous.
Are you going to get on the table to take a nap today? Kind of take your mind off it or no?
It's questionable if I'm going to get one in.
Oh, pregame nap.
It's questionable.
Game's not too late. You got to get a little nap.
You got to.
Have a nice meal, take a nap.
I'm going to try, but there's a lot to do. There's a lot to do. God.
Take some time for yourself. How about that?
I can take that time when the respective seasons are over, which I hope is not
will
for
be
a while.
Months away. Let's go Danny, Long Island. Good morning, Dan.
Boys, what a moment it was. The world will never be the same. I mean, everything's different now. I mean, I'm sitting there eating my pudding, and all of a sudden they go to the Giants pick, and there you guys getting a giant shout on national television. It was just the clock, the world stood still for a minute. I laughed, I cried. It all came together so beautifully. It didn't seem forced to me. It was like, you know, I was talking to these guys up in New York, and everybody talking about offensive linemen. I thought it was great. And then he got the second shout out while they brought out the pumpkin pie, which we also learned that Mel does not eat the crust. He only eats the pie.
What did he say about the crust? There's too much something in the crust.
Saturated oil. Something on
here. Exactly.
And then, the guy made a snotty comment that you're eating 37 cans of whipped cream and you're worried about the oil in the crust, which is a fair point. Anyway, it was an interesting draft. I mean, I don't know how the Jets. I'm reading one that just came out. They scored them the absolute last. That they came out with no left tackle. That was the priority. They didn't get a plug-in left tackle for Aaron Rodgers, and that's a disaster for them. I think because I don't know how that happens. That you don't get the position that you most need. You have seven positions. It just can't happen. It has to be done. And they failed. I mean, really. I mean, just it's shocking to me.
Yeah, I wonder what would have been. I mean, I wonder how it would have worked if that was the hill that Joe Douglas decided to die on and said we're not going to swap picks. Like the way that this draft breaks down, the three guys that we like.
Would be weird to get that close to getting this monster deal done.
Well, no. Is there any way you add something next year?
Well, yeah, I'm sure you could. I mean, what did we say the 13 to 15 was?
Like a late third fourth. Yeah,
fourth. I would think if you would have included an additional third, it probably would have gotten it done.
Right. So, I mean, you never know what's going to happen or how the board's going to unfold. But, I mean, that would have been at the list of my list of priorities. Getting a tackle would have been at the top of it.
I agree. I honestly, what I would have done was consider getting back into that top 13.
Yeah, in hindsight, but I mean, you went in with, after giving up the second round pick, I mean, you went in with what, five picks in the draft?
Yep.
I mean, you end up with seven because Trader Joe was at work, but yeah, well, I mean, you're putting a lot of eggs in Mekhi Becton's basket, hoping that Dwayne Brown can stay healthy. I know they like Max Mitchell.
But I don't like all the question marks.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing. I mean, it's easy to say, yeah, that Broderick Jones is the guy and you plug him in and he's great, but that doesn't, I mean, was Andrew Thomas great in his first year?
No, he was not.
Was Evan Neal great in his?
These guys are, but I think that's there's less question marks with a young stud tackle than Mekhi Becton and Dwayne Brown now.
Yeah, or maybe like we talked about, maybe it turns out that, I mean, McGovern wins the job at center. Tippmann's better suited as a guard for now, and you move AVT because you've seen him do it to tackle.
Yeah, I just, and you know what? Maybe you get the thing that I find hard to believe, and maybe Mekhi Becton is good. Maybe he stays healthy and plays well. That'd be the best of the whole situation.
Well, of course. Of course. But, I mean, Evan Neal wasn't great last year.
Evan Neal was not good last year. Okay. Evan Neal was right tackle.
So there's no guarantee that if it's Broderick Jones that he steps in and he's good right away?
100% you're right. Let's go to Nick, and then we'll get to stuff you missed. Nick in Woodbridge. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys. Tough Nick loss yesterday. If you would have told me before the game that RJ and Brunson would combine for 50 points, you'd have 62 points in the paint, you'd out-rebound them and somehow lose that game, I wouldn't believe it. I would have signed up for that stat sheet.
But Nick, on the flip side, you're shooting 60% from the line and you're horrendous from 3-point range. You still like your chances?
Yeah, and that was the next point. When you have Hart, RJ, and Brunson going 1 of 15 from 3, you're not going to win a lot of games like that. I think for me, the most disappointing part was seeing how well Eric Spoelstra made in-game adjustments and how poor Tom Thibodeau did. And ultimately, the Heat at one point played three different defensive sets in the one quarter. They switched from a box and one to a zone defense to man-to-man, and you just didn't see that from them. Sorry, dogs are barking. But
that's
yeah,
all right.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, it's a good call. I think you're right. I think Spoelstra had his way yesterday. I think the Knicks are going to have to react to what Miami did off of game one.
Yeah, I mean, like the whole notion that the you know the play will tell you what to do, like that's fine. It sounds great, and he says it a lot. But I mean, I could also make the argument that you played into exactly what Miami was trying to get you to do after dominating in the paint the way that you did.
They're going to demand you shoot the three, and you're I mean, you have to shoot the three better moving.
We got to shoot them out of it, right? I mean, that's the way to do it.
That's right. Because then what does Miami do? If you go out there and you shoot 14 of 35 from three, now what's next up for Miami? Did it let you keep shooting the three? Do they say you're not going to do that twice in a row? Or do they go out there and defend the three where all of a sudden things are more open in the lane?
Right. You start making adjustments. But to be minus 18 from three.
No, it's brutal.
It's not good.
Brutal. All right, RJ, have at it.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown!
Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
All right, just some station clerical notes before we move on. Game 2 between the Knicks and the Heat. Been talking about all morning. That is at MSG tomorrow, 7:30 start time. Covered right after the K Show, produced by the fine Raymond Santiago, right here on 98.7 ESPN. Also on 98.7 ESPN. Tonight's Game 7, Rangers, Devils, Dan Grosse after the K-Show leads you into pregame, 7:30, puck drop, 8 o'clock from The Rock, and we will react.
Who's on the call of that game?
It's a Kenny Albert vehicle.
Wait, so Don's not involved at all?
Don's doing pregame.
I thought you just said Dan Grosse.
Well, Dan Grosse has a show leading into pregame.
It's the Grosse show.
The 8 o'clock start is really throwing everyone. We're through a loop here. 8 o'clock, primetime, only hockey game going on tonight. Stage to themselves. You can also watch the game.
You got the next series starts. The states start tomorrow. You
could go all NBA and have series starting before other series.
I don't like that.
Ends.
Yeah, that bothers me.
I'm not a fan of that.
If you're so inclined, you could also watch tonight's game on ESPN between the Rangers and Devils. Islander season, sadly, that is over, Rick. I'm sorry. Paul Statsy just flinging pucks at the net.
And that's great.
It's troubling.
It's just
really,
what you want.
Wasn't really pucks. He flung a puck at the net.
Yeah, after a nice turnover, right? Yeah. Keep it in the zone there, and then we'll score from the corner. Sweet.
Mm. Not sweet for Rick. Not sweet for Boston either. Where Rick's from? Panthers knock out the Bruins,
Maybe it's Rick.
You think so?
His team, his hometown team.
I'm not a Bruins fan.
Good thing for you.
Almighty best regular season ever, Bruins. That's over. Game 7, Carter Verhaeghe scores in overtime, sends the 8th-seeded Panthers into just a wild celebration. And the next round, top-ranked team in the NHL playoffs are out. And that means Patrice Bergeron's future is a little a little murky. He's an unrestricted free agent, doesn't know what he wants to do. He did reveal he's been playing with a herniated disc in his back. So he will take some time to think about his future, as will David Krejci. A lot of questions with Boston. Also out are the reigning cup champs, the Colorado Avalanche. Thanks for playing. As the Kraken take care of them in Game 7, the Kraken become the first expansion team ever to beat the cup champs in their inaugural playoff series win ever.
So, it's good for the NHL.
Seattle represented themselves well. They're obviously moving on, but they led every single game in this series at some point. They didn't win every game, obviously, but they led everyone.
What year is this for them?
Year two.
Two?
It's amazing to me that these teams have such success so early.
Well,
in
I actually was thinking about that this morning, though. How important was it for the NHL, with all the gambling and everything else involved, to make sure that Vegas was good right away? That's crucial in that market to make sure. You can't give them some crappy team and expect all of a sudden. No, they gave them a good team, a great team that goes all the way to the Stanley Cup final, and now Vegas is crazy about hockey.
This is a troubling tweet I just received.
What?
Hinkie Haynes says, for the record, Rangers 3-0 in this series with LaGreca on the call, 0-3 with Kenny Albert on the call.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Okay,
oh, no,
but
is right.
They're 3-3 when I'm producing, so.
You're missing the point.
What does that mean, though? You're 500. It dawns on defeat.
That's fine. That's fine.
Tell Kenny that the game's at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock and have Don do the game.
Oh, wow.
Wow. No,
I mean, we need. Listen, I love Kenny. We have to have Don on the call.
Kenny is the voice of national hockey.
Well, maybe
right
he takes
now.
A knee, though. Maybe he takes a knee on this one for the good of his team.
That's right. If Kenny really cared, he would take a knee and let Don call the game.
Gotta tell you.
Don't listen to him.
Don't see that happening.
I don't think he will either, because Kenny's all about Kenny.
I think Kenny's all about working.
Hinkie's trying to get in your head. Don't let him do that.
No. How's it get in my head? He's accurate.
Dave's blaming Kenny tomorrow if this doesn't go well. This is what this is.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Maple
Rangers
Leafs
fall behind 3-0. You think Kenny's like, Don, take it.
Like a goalie switch?
Yes. Don, I can't do this. You take it.
Kenny Albert here. Second intermission report brought to you by Maple Leafs are on to round two for the first time since 2004.
Amazing.
John Tavares scores in overtime. Toronto take out the Lightning. First series win in almost two decades.
Do you understand how big that goal was for John Tavares?
Very.
Pajama boy.
Wow.
Being the captain of that team.
Big for the city.
Did you see after they won a series what they did?
Dude, they...
They are Knicks fans.
Yes. Maybe worse.
I think worse.
They are Knicks fans. Oilers advance to the second round. They knock out the Kings. Nice night for Steph Curry. 50 points, a Game 7 NBA record. Warriors eliminate the Kings. Curry, the first player in Warriors history with a 40-point Game 7. Scored 17 in the fourth. Lakers and Warriors in the conference semis. Game 1 tomorrow at Chase Center. Warriors, another low seed, hosting. Home court advantage in the second round. Lakers, of course, beat the Grizzlies, where Dylan Brooks was fined $25,000 for not speaking to the media.
Sucks.
After that series ended, he did speak at some point and did reveal he doesn't regret calling out LeBron, though, so interesting choice. Ja Morant did admit after that series ended that some of his off-court issues were, in fact, a bit of a distraction.
I just got to be better, you know, with my decision-making. Off-court issues, you know, affected us as a, you know, organization. Just more discipline.
I don't think he's wrong.
Is that did someone not think that would have some kind of effect on his team?
Me leaving the team for a bit during the regular season, that, of course it's an issue.
Jamal Murray, not an issue, making me look rather foolish. 34 points, Denver's game one win over Phoenix. Nikola Jokic, 24-19. Aaron Gordon had 23, as the Nuggets lead that series 1-0.
At what point, because you're Mr. Phoenix Suns, Nuggets aren't legit, at what point do you say, you know what, maybe I'm wrong?
Probably next, if they win the next one.
So if they go up 2-0,
I'm not going to give up on my take, but I'd have some real concerns if I were me, and I am me. So at that point, I would have some concerns.
And you, in fact, are you.
That's last time I checked, yeah.
Great. It's good to know.
Doc Rivers says Joel Embiid doubtful for game one tonight against the Celtics. The Yankees. Oh, the Yankees. They've lost three in a row. Nestor Cortez, his worst outing as a Yankee. 7 runs, 4 2/3, and his ERA went up almost a run and a half just from yesterday. Aaron Judge, he could be placed on the IL today.
Oh, he
might not be. We don't know. Aaron Boone said that Judge isn't going to play today, but they're going to see how he feels and determine if an IL stint is necessary. Boone said in a best-case scenario, Judge avoids the IL, comes back at some point during the Cleveland series. So if you didn't watch sports over the weekend, you did not miss any Mets games.
If you didn't watch sports over the weekend, I think you have to take a real look at your life.
The Mets have not played baseball since Friday, so you missed nothing there.
Which was ridiculous.
Nice 5 innings in the rain. Doubleheader today, Mets and Braves. One of the games was pushed out to, I believe, a doubleheader will be played in August. All the rainouts pushed Max Scherzer back a day for when he can come back because of that 10-game suspension. Justin Verlander, all signs and all systems go, struck out 6, 4-plus innings in his rehab start, in line to make his Mets debut against the Tigers, likely on Wednesday, at Detroit. Nice synergy there, where he spent the first 13 years of his career. Expectation is Verlander around 80 pitches. You know, Scherzer and Verlander, I saw this, have pitched only 19 and a third innings this year. Mets are 15 and 12. I know they've had some ups and downs, but you take that, both of you? Are you disappointed?
Yeah, I think you have to take it.
Yeah, you take it, but you're still seeing the same issues with your lineup that you expected to see anyway, though.
Well, Beatty's been decent. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, Beatty's been decent, but you're still a bat light.
You're a bat light. That's correct.
You're also a Brooks Raley light. He's on the 15-day DL.
No. Great. Left. That's our lefty stopper. Great.
You also have no lefties in the pen at the moment, so.
But that's the other thing. You're not getting length.
You're, glee too.
But you're not getting length from your starters, too. That's the other problem.
I did not say it with glee. I don't wish injury.
I heard
anyone.
Glee.
No. You know who else is on the IL? If you think hard, you can get this. Jacob DeGrom.
Oh, yep.
Oh, what a surprise.
3 2/3 against the Yankees on Friday. Looked good. But he's on the IL. So
Elbow inflammation, right?
Yep. Second time in his last 3 starts, he left early with an injury. So we will wait for his return once again from afar this time. Bryce Harper. Going to have his reconstructed right elbow had Tommy John examined today. If all goes well, he will be in the lineup tomorrow for the Phillies. It's been only 160 days since he had Tommy John, if he doesn't, in fact, play tomorrow. And finally, Giants and Saquon, touched on this earlier, going to reconvene, Joe Shane's term, to talk contract extension now that the draft is over.
There you have it. Boy, that was plentiful. You had a lot of little nuggets in that stuff you missed.
You missed a lot.
Hopefully you didn't miss it this time around.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
For Build Rick's Ride promotion presented by All American Ford, here are the choices after thousands and thousands of votes. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Why was there such a hesitation, a delay?
Well, I thought it was just going to be, you ready, and then you're going to just go.
Okay. The color will be satin black.
Gorgeous.
The rims, gloss black.
Oh.
The interior will be two-tone leather with diamond stitching, and then they'll hit it with the blacked out and smoked out package.
It's going to be...
gorgeous.
Oh.
You're not going to want to give this thing up.
No.
No.
I will not.
All-American Ford has already started building the custom Bronco, and Timothy Nolan from Hazlitt Township, New Jersey, was selected to join us in VIP at this year's Beach Bash on June 30th and has a chance to win the car. We'll have plenty more chances to win the car coming up later this month, all brought to you by All-American Ford Auto Group with huge, beautiful locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. That's very exciting.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see what this thing looks like, drive it around a little bit, and then I'll be very sad to give it away.
I'm sure you will, but at least you'll have had it for a little bit.
I'll be happy. I'll be happy to give it away, but I'm sure it's going to be so, I mean, the way it sounds, the car that everyone voted on is going to be.
Sounds like they did a very, very nice job. You know who didn't do a nice job this weekend?
Huh, listen, who?
The Yankees. Yankees. I mean, Rick, we got a major problem here.
There is a problem currently, yes, there that's is right.
You got very fortunate that Tampa blew that game to the White Sox yesterday and allowed 7 runs in the 9th inning. You're 8 games back. Now the one guy, there's two guys you look at, so those are our staples, right? Gerrit Cole, Nestor Cortez. Cortez has not been very good so far this season. They're just not a very good baseball team right now.
Well, they can't score runs. I mean, that's the first thing. And when
because their lineup's a mess.
Right, lineup is a mess. But, I mean, you mentioned the name Nestor Cortez. Here's the thing, and we've said this a couple different times. Gerrit Cole's been great. But when you have no Aaron Judge now, and you have no Giancarlo Stanton, and as much as people don't want to hear it, you have no Josh Donaldson, and you look at this lineup, you're going to have trouble scoring runs. So when those two guys get the ball, you have to give your team a chance. And last night, I mean, inning one, game's over. They scored 4 runs in the first inning. The
Grand
game
Slam
is over.
Game over. Yeah, you're right. Game over.
It's over. They didn't have a chance to win.
The Yankees are not scoring 5 runs.
No, not with this lineup.
No, not with this lineup is right. So, I mean, this is really concerning. And I don't want to hear, well, it's May 1 and there's so much season left. You are literally falling out of contention right now. Not for a playoff spot, but to win this division.
Well, look where you're at. I mean, look where you're at right now in the division. Right? I mean, this is, we're talking about May 1st today, and right now, I mean, you're tied with the Red Sox for the worst record in the division.
That's right.
And you got a series with Tampa, a couple series with Tampa coming up.
You see what Tampa's run differential is, by the way?
They're over 100 now.
At plus 110. In the first month, they're plus 110 in run differential?
I see plus 103, but regardless, yeah, it's crazy.
That's interesting. But regardless, plus 110.
It doesn't
plus
matter. I mean, when the next best is, I mean, you're talking about Texas plus 72 is the next best, the plus 72.
It's incredible. Texas 17-11, but typically DeGrom is hurt yet again. But that's not the point. Point is, this Yankees team has real issues. And the thing that would frustrate me the most as a Yankees fan is, It's the same thing every year. Now, Cole has been sensational, sensational. But the guys that are hurt are the guys that are always hurt, right? Severino is always hurt. Stanton is always hurt. Donaldson gets hurt. Hick, like, it's the same conversation. That, to me, is the crux of what would annoy me about the Yankees, were I a fan of this team.
Right. It's because you're not surprised. That's what frustrates most of my Yankees buddies, is that they're not surprised. You mentioned some of the names. The money you went out and spent this offseason on Carlos Rodon. I mean, he's had a history of injury concerns. Last couple, no, but I mean, it's been a part of the conversation surrounding him, and they gave him a ton of money. And then Donaldson, same thing. He's had leg issues. Stanton, same deal. So now, I mean, with the injury to Judge, I mean, this is not a good lineup.
That's right. So most of your starters are not great, right? Schmidt's not good. Brito, you don't love. Herman's fine. Cortez not been great. Cole's star, stud. We get that. But when you look at this thing right now, lineup not great. Bullpen not great. Starting rotation not great. This is pretty much what the Yankees are. You're a 500 team. And maybe you're fortunate to be a 500 kind of team.
Yeah, but I think more of the emphasis should be put on their inability to score runs and what the lineup looks like. I understand what you're saying, pointing out all the different things, but, I mean, they've lost, what, 6 of the last 8, and in those 6 losses, they've scored 8 runs. Like, that's, like, I don't care how great
you're not winning games
is.
Like that.
You're
right.
Winning games like that.
You're 100% right, but this is not your, you've gotten out to a 38-12 start, now you hit a rough patch. This is, I mean, it's May 1, I get it, but I would be really concerned.
Yeah, but it's also... Because you always hear, like, it's, you know, there's a couple different sides to this thing, right? It's like, it's the people that make the argument that this isn't the George Steinbrenner Yankees, right? They're not willing to spend whatever it takes. And then the other side will argue, Well, I mean, they're spending plenty of money. Like, it's enough money to win. And then how I fall on the whole thing is, but yeah, it's but how you spend your money, where you spend your money. Like, you're spending money on players that aren't available, and a lot of money on players that aren't always available.
Correct.
Like, that's the beauty of, like Pete Alonso is always at first base. Francisco Lindor, like, is it a lot of money to pay him? Yeah, but guess what? Francisco Lindor, you just pencil him, and he's always at shortstop.
Right. Well, Mets have their own issues. You don't have to worry about it. Yes.
No, Mets have their own issues, but, again, like, I get you're spending a ton of money, but when you're spending a ton of money on players that are often hurt, and you understand that the Major League Baseball season is not a sprint, it's a freaking marathon. You got to spend money on guys that are built for the marathon.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Stanton getting hurt can surprise nobody. Here's Aaron Boone. How does the offense get out of this funk?
Aaron, compete. Obviously, a little up against it right now, but you know, we gotta keep on preparing and competing. Realize we're the ones that got to dig ourselves out of this a little bit. You know, we did have some good at bats today, but we got to find a way. You know, missing some pieces and stuff to scratch out some runs.
I mean, I don't know, and I don't know what he's supposed to say. This lineup is just not going to be capable or competent of doing what needs to have happen. It's not good.
No, it's not good, and you understand that. So, I mean, when you have one of your best pitchers on the mound, you can't afford to give up four in the first inning, because all the pressure you're feeling because you can't score runs just is that much more now, because you're chasing four already after the first inning.
That's right. You're not the Braves, who you know is going to score eight runs. You're not playing in Mexico City, where you know the ball's going to be flying out of the park. Like, four runs in the first inning, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, you're going to have a hard time. You're going to have a hard time. And then when you do get the opportunities, you have to find a way to capitalize on.
And where are we with Rodon? When's he coming back?
I have no idea.
I mean, so now it's a month plus, and Judge, like RJ just said and stuff, you missed, he could play this week, or he could go on the IL now?
Well, that's what you don't want. I mean, you want Judge available for that Tampa series.
That they could put the death knell in you if they beat you up in the series.
It would be, you'd be hard pressed, yeah. Like, here's a perfect example. Like, again, the lineup is undermanned. You got a situation in the fifth inning. Okay, you're down three runs. You got Higashioka singles. Then you got Hicks singles. You got first and second, nobody out. And then in two pitches, three outs.
That's right.
Volpe first pitch flies out. Peraza first
double
pitch,
play.
Double play.
That's right. Frustrating. Very frustrating. RJ just gave me the update on Rodon. Threw a bullpen Friday, 20-something pitches, 22 pitches. RJ says it weeks away at best.
It's great.
I mean, so you're in one.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
The real source of all the anxiety for you is what's going to happen at 8 o'clock, yeah.
Oh, listen, I would sign right now for the Mets to split that doubleheader. If the Mets get swept 45-0 and the Rangers win, I would take it.
Of course you would take it, because you're moving on.
RJ asked me how much money I would pay for the Rangers to win tonight.
I got to imagine. I mean,
it's not as much as you'd think.
$10,000.
No.
Five.
Too high.
I said $1,000.
Come on, man.
I think in fact, $10,000. I'm not you.
You're a man of means.
Not those kind of means.
I've seen where you grew up.
I think we could pull together money.
You ain't getting any of my money.
You'd contribute a little.
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
A banana?
Nope.
Raymond, you would contribute.
Why would I be expected to contribute?
Why would I be expected to contribute?
Because you're a Rangers fan.
So is he. He works for the team.
Well, that's why it would be an expectation.
I stand to benefit, though, when financially.
Exactly.
Financially, as we keep going. So.
Exactly that. So you match my 1,000?
Sure. Why not?
There we go.
Because it's a guarantee right there. Boom.
Rangers
I'll make
win.
That up.
We would pay $2,000 to guarantee your Rangers win tonight.
Nah.
Doesn't move the needle for you?
Again, to somebody like Rick, that's chump change. Again,
that's right.
The man has a heated toilet seat.
No, it's not chump change. How much would you pay?
The floor is hot.
How much would you pay for the floor
that you have to do, like, the floor is lava kind of thing?
No. My kids love that show. How much would you pay for the Giants to have a playoff win?
I don't know.
Yeah, more than $1,000.
I just got one. I didn't have to pay anything for it.
Yeah, how much would you, though, if you had to?
Now, if you start to to wrangle in for the cup, that's different. For the Super Bowl, that's different.
How much? More than 1,000 or not?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, but I love the Giants more than I love the Rangers.
I get it. Well, that's what we're
different. I don't love the Rangers.
I love all my teams equally. Like
no,
my
you
kids.
Don't. You're so full of crap.
Like my children.
Let's you don't know. You've told me that you prefer.
I've never said word about that.
All right, that's fine. You said Rocco's a new one. It's fine. I'm not going to get into it. It's fine. Dan in Jersey. Dan, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Dave and Rick. Shout out to the company.
Is this Djibouti Dan?
This is Djibouti Dan.
All right, Djibouti Dan, what do you got?
So I am very nervous about tonight. Also, shout out to the Bruins. Biggest choke in NHL history. Most embarrassing playoff failure of all time, maybe.
Wow.
It's Rick, bad.
What do you think about that whole thing?
It's really bad.
According to Giannis, it's not a failure.
Yeah. Giannis said they'll get him next year.
Giannis believes it's not a failure.
I thought they had a chance to lose. Like, I said they were losing to Tampa in my NHL predictions when I called you guys a couple weeks ago. I just didn't think – I wasn't as high on them as everyone else because when you dominate for that long, it doesn't click. And then I'll go with my Rangers. And with the Rangers, I think they might have the advantage tonight simply because they have the best goalie in the world right now, and some of the saves he made were otherworldly. But Panarin has to wake up tonight. He really does because he's been awful this series. Have a good day, guys.
It feels like, and thanks for the call, Dan. Rick, it feels like this has been the theme of Panarin in the postseason, though.
They need him to step up. I mean, he's one of their best players. I mean, they had that, who I think is their best player, in Mika, their best forward. Mika stepped up in game 6. Goalie stepped up. Kreider had one. Tarasenko had one. Yeah, I mean, you're relying on him. Drury wasn't happy with how Panarin performed last year. And I'm sure is not happy with how the start to this postseason has gone.
Rangers win tonight. I'm bringing in an exotic fruit for you guys tomorrow.
Well, you got to tell me what kind of exotic fruit it is so I can have the proper cutlery.
I would say bring in cutlery.
A knife.
Bring in a carving knife.
Okay.
Yes. Yasmin in Jersey. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love your show. Hey, Dave, yeah. I'll give you $1,000, but please come to Jersey. I'm a Devils fan. And need I point out to you that you're 0-2 going to the Garden rooting for your team.
Not only am I 0-2, and Yasmin, that's very nice of you. Not only am I 0-2, because I was talking to my little one yesterday about this. We went to the Mets game against the Marlins. They allowed like 10 runs in 3 innings. Carrasco got hammered. Remember, we went to Patrick Kane's first game. They lost that. We went to that Knicks Hornets game. They lost that. We went to the game yesterday. They lost that. We went to the Rangers game. We went to the Giants Cowboys game. They lost that. We're in one right now. You're right.
Bush. Hey, well, listen. Yeah, that's what I got to say. Remember, there was a fan back then who said he was like 0-7 going against the Knicks games. I think you need to stop going to the Garden.
I would if I knew that it would help. I would.
I think it will. Come on.
Well, it's not helping now.
By the way, go Devils tonight.
Goodbye, Yasmin. Very well done. Hang right up on
it. Yeah, hit for the cycle. I mean, I think there's enough evidence to say that you're a mush and you shouldn't go.
I don't know that it's me or it's me and Alex or it's just Alex, but yeah, something is in the universe is not going well right now.
What you need to do is you need to find the games that matter the least right now. Like, go to as many Mets games as possible until they win.
I think they need to send you out on rehab. Maybe go to
the Binghamton, the Rumble Syracuse Ponies. Mets.
Binghamton, sure, Syracuse, and work your way back up, yeah.
I think that's fair.
Shave your eyebrows, maybe to change the look.
Maybe take a bath with garlic or something.
Call
right?
Jason Giambi, get the golden
Why would
thong,
you take a bath in garlic? Are you getting chased? Are you getting chased by vampires?
It wards off the bad spirits.
I mean, what is Count Dracula after you?
It wards off the bad spirits, the garlic.
Sherry's going to walk in on you saying,
yeah.
So we spent $1,000 to procure a Rangers win, and now you're bathing in garlic.
Right.
You know what? I've changed my mind. I'd go 2,500 tonight.
Okay.
It's only because it's only because he's getting crap on Twitter for being cheap with his team.
I haven't even been looking at Twitter.
You always look at Twitter.
I'm looking at the call screener, unlike other people on the show who never even pay attention to the call screener.
That's what you're here for.
That's right. I'm a crutch to you.
No.
Yeah, I'm the human crutch.
You're not a human crutch. You're like a human backpack.
A rucksack.
That I got to carry around. Yeah, some kind of sack.
That's very nice. Beautiful. The nudicles, you bad human being. Damien in Woodbridge. Damien, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Nervous, Damien. Nervous.
I try to turn the nervous into excitement. Get excited for this game seven.
That's fine. You can get excited. You should be excited. It's a big deal.
I was going to match 1,000 to procure this win, but 2,500 might be a little too steep.
You come in with your 1,000. We got 1,000 from Raymond. Now we're at 4,500 already.
RJ, do we still have that Facts of Life nugget by Dave?
Go and show that you were growing too. Facts of Life.
That was so good.
Oh, my God.
It worked the last time when I called for the Carolina series, so hopefully it has the same end result for tonight.
Well, Damian, thanks for the call. Hopefully it does have the same end. Whatever it takes. I mean, if the Rangers win tonight, I will sing. You pick a song. I will sing it. Ray, will you sing any song with me tomorrow?
If the Rangers win, yes.
Yes. We will sing. Just Ray and I. You don't need to sing. RJ, Rick, you don't need to sing. It's fine. Ray and I, we will sing the song of your choice. But I'm telling you, Rangers lose tonight. You're going to have to carry the show completely tomorrow.
Yeah, what else is new?
Go ahead, Raymond.
Today's three stars, number three.
Well, you heard it right there. How much would you give for a Rangers victory tonight? Dave, being a little cheap at $1,000. Now we're up to $2,500, I guess $4,500 with all the contributions. Again, chump change to Rick DiPietro.
Number two.
Stop spending my money.
We keep talking about
it. We're not spending it. We're just saying you have a lot of it.
And Dave may be the mush. He's going to games and everyone keeps losing. We got to find a solution. He went to the Garden yesterday. Knicks lost game one to the Heat. Dave doesn't blame himself. He blames the
halftime flackies.
Those people who are gone when the third quarter starts. You make a valid point, though. You make a valid point.
It's half empty to start the third quarter.
Yeah, be in your seat.
Number one.
It's Mel Kiper. It's got to be Mel Kiper. He came through on his promise big time. Not only gave you the shout out on Friday, gave you a shout out on Saturday. Just fantastic job by Mel.
Thank you, Raymond. You're elite at what you do. I hope it continues along with the Rangers. And for us now, it's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DiPietro Rothenberg. And
let's go, Rangers.
98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.